Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes now on Get Rooted Radio.
Well, welcome everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out to my producer today, Jessica. Jessica, how you doing?
Very excited to be here.
I am as well. I'm so glad to have you on and help me out. Are you ready for the holidays?
I'm as ready as I am going to be. Let's say that.
And how about the new year? Are you ready to jump in the new year, feet first?
I'm totally a fresh starter. So I, every year is like, all right, I've got my list. I'm in, I do the 30 days with Adrienne yoga. So yeah, I'm ready for that.
Well, that's awesome. Cause that's what we're talking about on today's show is getting ready for the new year, a little health and wellness and goal setting. Cause really as the year comes to a close and you look ahead to the new year, are you looking to see if your health and wellness are in balance and are you making smart goals? And I really want to address that in the coming segments, because today we're going to walk Jessica and listeners through the dimensions of health and wellness through a special tool, as well as establishing SMART goals. And it's not exactly what you may think to address any deficiencies. And I use that word deficiencies not as necessarily a bad thing, but as areas of improvement that we want to work on. So let's just get started and jump in and get the new started on the right foot. So first, before we get into doing this lovely tool called the Balance Wheel, I want to review the dimensions of health for not only Jessica, but also our listeners, because understanding that health and wellness is different in every person, and we may experience ups and downs in our health and wellness is important, and to understand that there's different dimensions in health and wellness. And you might have heard of many variations of this. I've seen as few as 4, as many as 12. So it really could change, and it really depends on how you break out each of the categories. So please, as I'm going through these, don't think that, well, when I say physical, I just think this, or if I say social, I can break it out. And as you're going through and we're doing the tool, you can break these things out in any way that you want, and what makes sense for you. So one thing to consider is that the term well, right? It's We need to understand that we have very, very, very many different areas in our life. And at times we can neglect one area because we're really focusing on another. So we want to try to see how we can make sure that we're not ignoring one dimension altogether and that we're keeping a good balance within our life. So let's review some of the common dimensions of health and wellness. The first is the physical dimension. It's really essentially caring for your body to stay healthy now and in the future. And physical wellness really consists of healthy habits towards nutrition, sleep, exercise, appropriate health care, stress reduction, and your just overall physical health. So it includes developing your body awareness, your personal stewardship towards attending to your own health. So not just working out, but are you also making your mental health appointments, your health appointments, right, your physicals, and making sure that you are being a steward for yourself, an advocate for yourself. And we really need to listen to our bodies while we're creating those physical activity routines that will be balanced with our daily needs and responsibilities. The next area I want to talk about is our intellectual dimension. It's really growing intellectually, maintaining curiosity about all there is to learn, valuing lifelong learning, responding positively to intellectual challenges. This can also be like the personal growth area of your life. it really encourages us to interact and be creative and having those stimulating activities to expand our knowledge and skills. And I think that's really important because sometimes we get stuck in what is easy and those things, I'll make this an I statement, those things that are a challenge to us, we will block out, right? I'm not necessarily a computer expert or a technology expert. So many times I find myself, I don't want to learn that because it's challenging. And I think when we can be aware of our intellectual wellness, we can really push ourselves outside of that comfort zone. And we get that creativity, we get a growth mindset, and it really strengthens such things as concentration, memory, and critical thinking skills. The next area is the emotional dimension. Emotional wellness really involves your ability to cope with stress and all those little things in life that cause us stress, right? Expressing and managing our emotions in a constructive way. We do want to feel the feelings, but we don't want to unpack and move into them. We want to make sure that we are feeling positive about our life and really being aware and accepting our thoughts and feelings and behaviors by managing all this in a healthy way. It also really helps us in this dimension where we are aware of our strengths while recognizing, I know my strength is not keeping my dog quiet lately, but really recognizing individual areas for improvement. And being emotionally well, come here, buddy. Do you want to say hi to our listeners? Because you're causing them stress right now, is really being emotionally well allows us to express our feelings without restraint or increase our capability of forming healthy connections with each other. So far we've talked about our physical dimension, our intellectual dimension, our emotional dimension, and we still have a couple others that I want to go through. The next is the social dimension. And that we can also see this broken out into other areas, right? Whether it's our social, meaning our family, social meaning partnerships, spouses, significant others, or friends. But really it consists of having a positive, healthy, and meaningful relationships. And that is whatever that might be, with friends, family, your community, learning healthy communication skills, respecting ourselves along with others, and showing interest and concern for those in need. So when we maintain that social wellness, it helps to facilitate a support system, which is something that we need when we're looking ahead and have challenges. The next is your spiritual dimension. And sometimes this gets confused with just religion, and it's more than religion. It consists of your personal beliefs and values and provides a sense of really meaning and purpose in your life. It can include religion, but it can be maybe a religious practice, or it can include meditation. It could be your connection with something larger than yourself and really appreciating life and that connection. So you really, in essence, for the spiritual dimension, you're finding purpose, value, and meaning in your life and participating in activities that are consistent with your beliefs and values. The next one, which is very similar to the intellectual dimension, is your vocation or occupational dimension. And the reason I have those separated, in my opinion, is because you can continue to build on yourself and learn new things, but you also have these inherent unique gifts and skills and talents that can work to personally, really be personally meaningful and rewarding. And I think that really helps you explore and determine the activities that align with your individual purpose and meaning in life. And I think that is something that sometimes we are missing out. So not just what do you do for work, but how are you bringing all of those goals and belief systems into something that is going to be meaningful for you and your occupational wellness? And the last two that I want to talk about is the financial dimension and the environmental dimension. So the financial dimension is just what you think it is how are you managing your financial resources to live within your means, making those informed financial decisions and investments to prepare not only long-term, but also short-term, or if there's emergencies that come up. And it really consists of finding a balance among your psychological, physical, and spiritual aspects of your relationship with finance. And sometimes that's where we get caught up with finance problems, because we don't understand that there is a psychological, physical, and spiritual connection. It's making sure that we understand and we reduce that stress that comes along with money problems. The last one is that environmental dimension. And this is kind of our relationship with the world, right, around us. How do we promote physical and emotional safety in all of our surroundings? But also, how are we respecting and preserving that nature around us? It includes where you live, where you work, where you play, all those sort of things to make sure that you are taking an appreciation for that. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're required to participate in a movement or an organization, but it encourages us to adopt practices that really promote a safe and healthy environment. So our overall health and wellness is really dependent on so many factors. And knowing and breaking those each out, we can then see where we maybe have a balance issue. And we need to make sure that we understand that all of these areas are interconnected. Think of it, if you aren't eating well, that can contribute to your sleep. If you don't have enough physical energy, that's gonna promote to your mental and emotional dimension. And they all are woven together. So we wanna think of the dimensions as spokes on a bike. And I like this analogy because you can't go very far if you have a flat tire. All the spokes are gonna go out to the tire that makes the wheel go round. And the tool that we're going to talk about during the next segment is called the balance wheel. And you might have heard of it before called the wellness wheel. But we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to review the balance wheel and have Jessica complete it live for us. And if you want to get a copy, a free copy of the balance wheel, just message me here at the show and I will make sure you get a copy. Stay tuned for this live interaction with Jessica. Are you ready for this, Jessica?
Oh, I was born ready.
So you want to stay tuned. We'll show you the image. We'll walk you through it. And if you want to get a copy, just message me and we will get one out too. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Hi, I'm Erica Gifford Mills, founder of Balance Symmetry and host of Get Rooted Radio. If you answered yes to even one of the above, then this 12-week course is for you. The Rooted Life Group Coaching Series will give you the tools, techniques, and strength to be intentional in your pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Find out more about this program on my website, getrootedradio.com.
Sherry Collins is an intuitive development life coach, psychic medium, and teacher of many modalities to help heal the body, mind, and soul. Her work mixes together a variety of different modalities to create something totally unique and powerful. If you are ready to heal the past traumas and wounds that keep you stuck, Sherry will teach you techniques that will allow you to live your best life. To learn more and book a session, visit sherry-collins.com. Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
I'm Mark Fechner, and at the Business Mind Show, we focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I help you find the answers within you. Sometimes all that is needed is just a slight change in perception. To find out more about my coaching, go to markfechner.com. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month on transformationtalkradio.com.
Have you walled yourself in? Are you hiding from yourself and others? There are a lot of theories about what is wrong in the world. What few people talk about is self-love. Linda Lamp can help you reconnect with your soul's knowledge and aid you on your journey to wholeness. She helps you love yourself because the love of oneself is the most critical and fundamental love that exists. To find out more, visit lyndalamp.com. That's lyndalamp.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on getrootedradio.com. That's getrootedradio.com. If you missed any portion of the episode, want to listen again, subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, and specials about upcoming coaching seminars and words of encouragement. Go to getrootedradio.com. During our last segment, we reviewed the dimensions of health, And so we'll just go through again. These can be broken out in many different ways. So please don't think that this is the only way to do it. But we talked about the physical dimension, the intellectual dimension, the emotional dimension, the social dimension, the spiritual dimension, vocational or occupational dimension, as well as finance and environmental dimension. So we want to make sure that we are in balance. That's why this tool is called the balance wheel, because your health and wellness, much like a bike or wheel, needs to be balanced in order to go smoothly. Because you're not going to go very far or go very fast when you are lopsided, right? So let's get into reviewing and completing a balance wheel. So ready, Jessica?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So to complete the wheel, you'll review the 8 categories. And we're going to go over each of them. And think very briefly, you know, what a satisfying life might look like when you are in each of these areas. So don't overthink it. Don't overcomplicate it. Your first question, the first number that pops into your head, not the number that you think it should be. So we're going to place a mark or draw a line that represents your present satisfaction score. You know, so for those listening, imagine the center of the wheel is 0 and the outer edge is 10. And you want to choose a value between 1, very dissatisfied, and 10, fully satisfied. So we could share an image on for listeners to see. And remember, if you want to get a copy of this, just message me and we'll get a copy out so you can go through and do your own balance wheel. So you want to use the first score, like I said, Jessica, that pops into your head, and don't overthink it. So let's look at each category. So 1, family and friends. You can split family and friends into two separate categories, because sometimes your family maybe has a little more issue in your life than maybe your friends do, or vice versa.
Yeah. So I'm going to put them kind of all in the same, right around a 5.
All right. So the next one is significant other. And if you included that in family and friends, you can do that, but you can change the category name to dating, relationship, or life partner, however you want to use that category.
That one for me is a 9.
Okay. The next is career. And again, you can change the category name for you listeners to motherhood, work, business, or volunteering if you're retired.
Career for me is also a 9.
Okay. Finances. And again, you can change it to maybe money, financial security, or financial well-being.
That's going to go at a 6.
All right. The next is health. The category name can be split out to emotional, physical, spiritual, well-being, fitness. So if you want to...
I'm going with an 8 on that one.
Okay. Home environment. The category could again split into work environment for career or business clients, or if you work from home, your home environment, maybe you split it out between your workspace and your personal space.
6.
All right. Fun and leisure. You can do recreation, right? Hobbies.
I'm going to give that a 7.
All right. And then personal growth. Learning, self-development.
Also a 7.
All right. So you can, you know, you can also put into other categories, include things like security, service, leadership, achievement, or community. Is there any other topic that you would like to put on there?
I mean, I'm lumping a few things like what you suggested into these. So,
yes.
You know, this is me really trying really hard not to overthink it.
Yeah. Oh, no. And that's what's so hard, is because we do, right? I'm a classic overthinker. I'm like, well, if I look at it this way, and sometimes that's when you know you need to split it out. If you're like, well, I'm a 9 here, but I'm a 5 here, you know, and this is where this is a very fluent tool, because you need to be honest with yourself and you need to really not overthink it, but be honest with what you're rating.
Sure.
So now that new perimeter of the circle, so if you kind of connected those dots or lines, I want you to ask yourself, is it a bumpy ride?
Yeah.
Are you a little lopsided? Okay.
It's definitely a bumpy.
So these are some of the things that you can ask yourself, and really some great questions to take the exercise a little deeper. Were there any surprises for you?
The friends and family one. And I think I was generous in scoring myself as high as I did.
Okay. So that might be something that we want to take a look at. And then I'd say, how do you feel about your life as you look at the balance wheel?
So in there's a few things like that are pretty balanced there. And I'm like, okay, like that's great. Like it reflects how I feel, honestly. Like I feel pretty good in most areas, but there's those couple things that just eat at me that like I probably even I think I scored the two fives like I or sixes I probably was generous in giving them that number even so like they're probably like realistically emotionally like a bigger dip than I probably even gave them.
Okay, so let's think of it like this: what would make that score a 10?
Friends and family. I would say being able to spend more time with both. Like I don't like most of my really good friends don't live here, so yeah. Trying to figure out either a different way to be connected to them or build a new better friend group where I am. And then same with family. I don't have any family here, so trying to figure out a way to be more connected I think would help that a ton.
And so I'm going to go further with that one. What would that feel and look like if it was a 10? What would that bring to your life?
Joy.
Okay. That's a good answer. I like that answer. So which of the categories would you most like to improve? So I think we touched on the family and friends one.
Yep. The home environment one too, I think is a big one for me.
Okay. So how can you make space for these changes in your life?
The home environment one, I think, is probably something I could relatively easy take action on. Because I ranked home environment based on like how I feel in my home space. And so I don't like clutter. I like things to have, you know, their space. I like clear countertops. I like all of those things. But we also have a kind of a small space, so it gets cluttered very easily. And so that energy just gets me. And I got to find a different way to be more organized.
Yeah. So in order for you to be more satisfied with your life and your home environment, what kind of help or support might you need from others to make that change?
Well, the husband definitely has to get involved in that one. That one's going to be a team effort.
Well, and these are good things. And the reason I'm asking some of these questions and for listeners, as you might expect, we're going to take a look at her scores and actually put some plans into place for action. So when you're doing this, it's really important so that you can understand why you ranked yourself, what can help you improve on these so that you can then take action. I mean, the intent of this, as we'll talk about in a few minutes here, is not just to do it and be one and done and leave. And I think that's important. Sometimes people do it and then they get kind of depressed, like, oh my gosh, I'm like great on the right side, but I'm all flat on the left side. And that's why we look at this, right? We want to look at what change should you make first versus what change do you want to make first. And if they line up, that's awesome. But sometimes they don't. I mean, sometimes we go after those low-hanging fruit so that we can say we got something done. But sometimes we need that just to get ourselves going. So one of the last questions I want to ask about your wheel is there one key action, that low-hanging fruit, that you could take that would begin to bring everything into balance? And if so, what would it be?
Yes, I would say it's the connection piece, because connecting with existing family and friends is literally just an effort I need to make, and I'm not making it.
Okay. So, and that's great. I mean, that's might be hard to acknowledge and recognize for some people. And so you being that self, having that self-awareness is really, really great, because that is the first, one of the first things that we need to do, as we were talking about the dimensions of health during the first segment, is making sure that we have that self-awareness and that we are an advocate for ourselves, but also being honest with ourselves.
Very true.
So, now we need to take action, right? That's the final step. And I mentioned it just a few minutes ago, is that as you're looking at this, and sometimes I like to do this activity quarterly, or I want to say quarterly, maybe when the seasons change, because I know I can have a little bit of that seasonal depression, right? The when it gets really cold and I get myself locked indoors a little bit more, I can find I have different scores for my different areas, or vice versa in other areas where maybe I'm not really paying attention to my occupational or personal development because it's really nice out and I'm just out there having fun with my friends and family, maybe a little bit too much. So I like to do this almost every season or every quarter, so and I can compare them. What was I doing this quarter that made it a little harder for me last time? Because I scored myself at an 8 or 9 3 months ago, and now I'm at a 6. What are the outside environment might take help me take action or is causing me these problems? So that's one of the things that I want you to consider doing is looking at how often you're doing it and when you're doing it. It's kind of like when you journal, right? If you're doing a food journal, an exercise journal, an emotional journal, some of these things come into play because there's other outside factors in your life. And so that's something to consider when you're looking at this. And then what we want to do is we're going to identify one action from each area, or at least a couple of the areas you selected, and we're going to map out some action plans by using SMART goals. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to take the areas that Jessica would like to work on and make SMART goals for each. So if you want a copy of your balance wheel, just message me here at the show with your name and address, and I will send you your own free copy. Take that quick break, and I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Are you trying to build something new or break away from something that no longer serves you? Are your batteries drained or struggling to hold a charge? Let me, Erica Gifford Mills, help empower you to make and maintain the positive changes you are aching for. Together, we will make a plan for your growth and new path that you can accomplish. Visit my website, GetRootedRadio.com, to schedule your free Empower Hour today.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart, because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why or how, the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Navigating a life of chronic pain and pain cycles can break you down and change your world. Searching for answers adds to the confusion unless you take charge and create something better. My name is Christine Vibrant, and I help motivated people turn their pain points into their power points. If you feel ready for the intensive transformative journey of my Better Me Empowered Living program, contact me at christine@beingbetterme.com.
You have one life to live. You want to spend it doing something you enjoy and that has meaning. If you're listening to this, then you're among the many who feel that the work they're doing is no longer a fit. My comprehensive coaching will support you and help you figure it out. I've coached hundreds of people through career transition. But visit my website today to book a free call, www.reinventing-u.com, when what you do matches who you are.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. So we've been talking about the dimensions in health and wellness and the balance wheel, and Jessica was brave enough to do this live on the air with us. So if you want to get a copy of your own, just drop me a request and I will send that right out to you. So now let's take a look at what we did. So Jessica is going to share her actual completed balance wheel for you. And you can kind of see what the tool looks like, as well as what it, the different lines on hers showed out. Now, everybody's is different, so don't expect yours to look the same in the different categories. And as I mentioned in the last, it might be fun to do this every 3 to 4 months, or as the seasons change, or as things change in your life. I would date it on top so that you know when you did it. And maybe even on the back, write some of the things that were going on in your life, right? If you had maybe just bought a new home, just started a new job, empty nest, whatever different things that might happen, that way you can get an understanding of what was going on during those times. So Jessica, you took a look at some of your items that you had, and we are actually going to put an action plan in place. But first, before we do that, let's talk about SMART goals. And many have probably heard of the term SMART goal, but I have a little twist to it. And so I want to go over the type of SMART goals I'm referring to, and then we'll make take Jessica's balance wheel and set those goals into action. So when you're creating your goals and you want to think and be smart, and that is S-M-A-R-T. And it's often used, this technique is often used in business goal setting, but it's really practical approach in really all areas of your life. It's very effective. The simple fact is that for goals to be powerful, they must be designed to be smart. But here's my twist. So the S, as you may know, stands for specific. I like to add and special, because we all know if we make a goal that is not special to us, or it's something that somebody else thinks needs to be done, it's not going to be achieved because it's not very special. Being specific allows it to really pull over to that M, to be measurable. I like to add another M to the M section, and that's memorable, right? What are you doing that's going to be memorable for you? The A typically stands for attainable or achievable, right? You don't want to make something that's unrealistic or that is not really something that is an achievable goal. And for example, you don't want to say, oh, I'm going to make $1 million in 2 weeks, right? Is that attainable? Is it achievable? The other section, the other A that I like to add is arousing or authentic. And that arousal and authentic is authentic to you. What is it specifically that you are doing for yourself to make this goal? Again, it gets back to that essence special. And I apologize, there must be somebody here at my house because I've got a hard knock on my door, which of course makes my dog go nuts. The R is relevant and rewarding. And that relevant, of course, is relevant to what you're doing, but rewarding. It gets back to what is motivating you to make this goal. You know, we already got special, we've got memorable, we got authentic, but we need to make sure that it is rewarding and pertinent to what you need to do. The last is time bound or time for the T, but also we're getting back to the authenticity. Is it true to yourself? As I said, we are never going to achieve a goal if we're doing it for someone else. We need to make sure that our goals are something that we want and that we believe that we want to do. So again, that's SMART, specific and special, measurable and memorable, attainable, achievable, and arousing and authentic. The R is the relevant and rewarding. And the T is time-bound, timely, and true to yourself. So those are the SMART goals that we're going to be looking at. So let's take a look at Jessica's chart and look at the areas you want to focus on, Jessica.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to the home environment because I actually, and I don't know if I told everyone this on air or on break, but I rescored my home environment and gave myself a 4 instead of, I think, a 6. So that's the one, okay, I want to work on because that's the lowest score I gave myself.
So looking at the terminology we just used in the SMART environment, so specific, how are you going to make that goal to work on your home environment specific? So let's say, for example, I was going to choose a weight loss goal. I might say, I want to lose weight because I'm doing it for myself, because I know it's affecting my health, it's affecting my well-being, it's affecting my productivity in my business and personal life or something to this effect. I'm going to be specific. I want to lose how many pounds? and how many days, weeks, months, and how am I going to do that? So again, you're looking at specific. So how are we specifically going to work on your home environment?
Okay, I'm going to start because the place that makes me the most crazy is the garage. And I want to do it because it actually ripple effects into other spaces of this wheel, because that's actually my workout space too. So, but I don't use it as that because it's too messy, too many things going on, too cluttered. So I want to clear out that space so then I can turn it into a workout space.
And that's great, because that goes to another thing that I wanted to talk about when we're looking at the timely or time bound, is that you can split out your goals into action steps, into mini goals, because you might say, I want to reorganize or organize or minimize my home environment. And there's going to be different ways in which you can do that. And one of the ways to make it so you're not eating an elephant, right? How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, one action step at a time. So I love that you chose to focus on an area first. So let's say, when are you going to work on that? How are you going to work on it? And when do you want to have it done by?
I want to have it done by, so realistically, end of January. Because it's going to, and the reason I say that is because it's actually going to require me to go out and buy some more things to organize things. So it's more than just like cleaning up what's there. So I have to go shop, and that's going to take me a minute.
Yep. No, and that's perfect. So as you're making these goals, and you're making not only your goals, but your action plans along with it, because sometimes people will make a goal and they don't think about how they're going to accomplish it. So it doesn't get into your smart categories, right? It doesn't get into realistic. I'm going to totally clean up my house and redo all of this stuff by, you know, February, right? We've got grand expectations. Whereas if we have a goal and we chop it down just like you're doing here, it's going to not feel so overwhelming. And I think that is the big part of why sometimes goals fail. So, is it attainable? Is it achievable? So how you broke that first part down, you want to work on the garage. And your realistic is being at by the end of January. So you know you need to buy things. You know you need to organize things. You know you need to clean things. So what would be the next step in your home environment that you would want to continue to improve that score on? Because that will give you one area, but how about now inside?
Oh,
because you said it kind of goes into another, you know,
yes,
kind of flows. You want to start there because it flows.
Yes. Okay. So then what that does is allows me to clean up my office workspace at home, because that also is just not really set up for me to feel productive. But it's also because there's a lot of workout stuff in there that's cluttering it. So, right, it's all kind of like going to shift each other. So that's part two.
Great. So if you can achieve your first goal, I should say when you achieve, let's have that positive affirmation in there. When you achieve that goal of getting the garage done by the end of January, then realistically, when would you have your office space done?
Easy. Probably within the next few days, because I think the biggest change is going to be just swapping where things are and then doing some rearranging so I'm more comfortable in that room.
Perfect. And then how about other area and aspects of your home, or what other areas are giving you, you said counter space, right?
Yeah. Yep. That's the other one. And that's like kitchen counter space, but also, I mean, we just have like flat surfaces that collect things. So I need to come up with a plan of where we put stuff is kind of the big thing. Like if we get mail, where are we putting it, right? Like that kind of stuff. So I need kitchen counter space organization, but then also just homes for things.
And that's one thing that you can work with. Now this kind of what we talked about, who or what will be able to assist you in getting that done. And I think this is where, when there's outside factors, and not that you're, I shouldn't say your husband is an outside factor. I don't mean it like that. sorry, hubby. What I mean is you have to get somebody else on board, because if you are going to organize it and it's what works for you, he might not be able to maintain it, which means it won't ultimately work for you.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he'll be on board because I tend to be the problem, not him.
See, you're being true to yourself and you're being honest with yourself. That's what's going to make these goals stick. So then if we flow through the garage, flow through your workspace, and you're starting then to figure out an organizational system that will work for all parties involved, you may have to go purchase some things. So what is a realistic expectation on the timeliness of this?
I would say, so I would probably do it over weekends. So one weekend would be to evaluate, organize, make a plan and a list of what I need, and then another weekend to go purchase and then implement would be. So like a 2-week time frame probably.
And I think that that is very realistic, right? So now we're getting into our SMART goals, right? We've got into our, you're being specific, you're measurable and attainable, and what's relevant, right? So what's relevant that's going to work for you? And I think that's one of the big things that sometimes people hire somebody to do some of this stuff, right? An organizational expert or somebody to come in and build something. But what works for them, and it's not what works for the people involved, so they can't keep up with it.
Right.
Now, how is there any other area that we want to talk about before we get into our last segment that you want to focus on the home area? Because you put it down to a 4. So are we getting you up? It's like if you achieved these 3 goal areas, right? You've got your the garage, we got the workspace, we got the kitchen. What would that get you to if in a perfect world that all came together?
That would get me to probably a good 7 or 8. And that, I would say, like, according to the rest of my wheel, that puts me in balance across the board, like, you know, with the other higher scores I had.
Right. Okay, so if we're looking at a time frame, we're talking, what, about a 3-4 month period?
Yeah, that's like a safe. That's a really safe.
So that means I'm going to check back up with you by April and see how we're doing on this. Is that a deal?
I love the accountability of it.
Yes. All right, you heard that, listeners. That means back down in April, we're going to go check out how things are coming with Jessica again.
All right.
So again, those are the SMART goals. We've got specific and special, measurable and memorable, attainable and achievable, and arousing and authentic, relevant and rewarding, and then time-bound, timely, and true to yourself. Those are the SMART goals that I want you guys to work on after you complete your balance wheel. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to end today's show with how we are staying in balanced, New Year's resolutions, and goal-setting tips and tricks. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you walled yourself in? Are you hiding from yourself and others? There are a lot of theories about what is wrong in the world. What few people talk about is self-love. Linda Lamp can help you reconnect with your soul's knowledge and aid you on your journey to wholeness. She helps you love yourself because the love of oneself is the most critical and fundamental love that exists. To find out more, visit lyndalamp.com. That's LYNDALamp.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments or to get your free balance wheel, go to getrootedradio.com. That's getrootedradio.com to listen to your replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at getrootedradio.com. A special thanks to Jessica for reviewing her balance wheel live on air, showing where she needs room for improvement, and for sharing her goals and her action items with us. Jessica, thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to help. Actually, thank you for the help.
Well, and I think it's great because, you know, there's a lot that goes into making goals. And I think sometimes people think, I can make a goal, and then I have no thought into what am I going to do to get it there. And sometimes that is what stops us from achieving it. So if we can break these out into little parts and pieces and go after it that way, that's going to help you achieve what you really want to do. So as we go into the new year, some of these goals may seem like resolutions. And the start of the new year is the perfect time to turn a new page, which is probably why so many people make New Year's resolutions. And chances are at some time in your life, you've made a New Year's resolution and then broke it. And I mean, I have. I did it last year. But the new year often feels like a fresh start and a great opportunity to change bad habits and really establish new routines that will help you grow mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially. And of course, there are pros and cons. You know, resolutions are much easier to make than to keep. And by the end of March, many of us have abandoned our resolve and settled back into our old patterns. This is why I like goals instead of resolutions. And that's just me personally. Other people might have a different opinion. I know, but according to one study published in the Journal of Clinical Psychology, those who set New Year's goals are 10 times more likely to actually change their behavior than people who don't make any of yearly goal. So what can you do to make it more likely that you will keep your next resolution goal, right? Your New Year goal. And really what I would like to see people focus on is stop the cycle of resolving to make change and then not following through. If your goal is to take better care of yourself and get healthy, you will have a much better year if your resolution sticks. So let's really review 10 tips that can get you started and keep you going and moving forward ahead. So the first kind of goes back to the SMART goals, is be realistic. Really, the surest way for you to fall short of your goal is to make your goal unattainable. So you can't say that you're never going to eat your favorite food again. It's really going to set you up for failure. So instead, strive for a goal that is attainable, such as maybe avoiding it more often. So if you love cupcakes and say, I'm never going to have a cupcake again, chances are you're going to fail at that. I will reduce my intake at this percent, or I'm only going to have one per week, or something to that effect. So be realistic. Two is plan ahead. Don't make your resolutions on New Year's Eve. If you wait until the last minute, it will be based on your mindset on that particular day. Instead, it should be planned well before December 31st arrives. And if you don't have one by January 1st, then take yourself a couple weeks. It's okay. It doesn't have to be set in stone right on January 1st. Next is outline your plan. Decide how you will deal with the temptation to skip that exercise class or eat that cupcake. You know, you could include calling on a friend for help, doing positive thinking or self-talk, or reminding yourself how your quote unquote bad behavior will affect your goal. So make a plan that will help you when you get stuck or when you have a setback. Number four, I would say, is make a pros and cons list. It may help to see a list of items on a paper right in front of you to help you keep your motivation strong. You know, want to develop this list over time and really ask others to contribute to it, but don't have them feeding into your goal. You might need help on your pros and cons list that you might not have thought of. So keep your list with you and refer back to it when you need help in getting your resolution kept up. And some people may disagree with this next one, but I believe is talking about it. Don't keep your goal a secret. And the reason I say that is because when you put it out there, you speak it into existence, right? The whole manifestation of it. But you also want to tell friends and family members who will be there to support you if you find yourself struggling, right? If it's something that you want to better improve your health and wellness, if you want to reduce your spending, you're knowing you have your friends' support. And if they say, let's go to a movie instead, how about a movie in? If they know you're trying to save money, they might be able to not tempt you with different things. And I think that's why, to me, talking about it is so important. You might have somebody who is trying to do the same thing, and they have some good tricks that they could share with you. The next is reward yourself. And I don't mean spending money if you're trying to save money, or eating an extra cupcake one week when you're trying to reduce your intake. What I'm talking about is celebrating your success by treating yourself to something you enjoy. It could be going on an extra long hike. Maybe you're doing a fitness class and you've lost a couple pounds and you want to buy yourself a new fitness clothing, you know, or you want to reward yourself by praising yourself, right? Positive affirmations. Don't wait to celebrate the success till you've reached your goal. Celebrate along the way. The next is track your progress. This gets back to the SMART goal again when you're trying to make it very specific and time-bound. You want to keep track of those small successes because you've got your long-term goal. When you're making goals, you should always have that. Your long-term goal on, I'm going to have my house in a happy, homey, organizational state by X date. Well, the short-term goal is, just like we talked with Jessica, I'm going to start with my garage. Then I'm going to go to my workspace. And then I'm going to go to my kitchen. So you want to do those short-term goals to keep yourself accountable, but also so you're not eating that whole elephant in one bite. 8, 9, and 10 are going to be really easy. Don't beat yourself up. Stick to it and keep trying. So I think those are really important. And the reason I put them all together is you're going to slip up. You're going to make a mistake. We're humans. Don't beat yourself up about a mistake and don't give up because you made a mistake. So stick to it. And if you can't stick to it for a day, then maybe keep trying. So today, this morning might have been bad, but this afternoon, I'm going to keep moving forward. It takes 21 days for a new activity to become a habit, and really about 6 months for it to become part of your personality. So stick with it and keep trying. So again, those tips for success are: be realistic, plan ahead, outline your plan, make a pros and cons list, talk about it, reward yourself, track your progress, don't beat yourself up, stick to it, and keep trying. At the end of the day, you are in control of how you live your life. If you've got goals, get a coach. Don't spend time beating yourself up if you don't know how to get there. It's an encouraging thing to reflect on your life and make promises to yourself to evolve, to grow. So New Year's resolutions don't have to be for everyone, but in my opinion, goals should be for everyone. Whether you're defining your New Year's resolutions or choosing to decline the tradition, don't forget to maintain motivation in your life and always keep a little grace in your pocket moving forward into the new year. After all, every day is a good day to have a good day. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any portion of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast and join us live the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you again for tuning in. Have an amazing day. And I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.